Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Welcome to a new hour of Neon Jazz Christmas. Bringing us into this hour of Christmas cheer is New Orleans clarinetist Pete Fountain with the 1966 song Candy Clarinet. The Louisiana Music Hall of Fame member is known for his sweet, fluid tone. He has a massive body of work, recording over 100 LPs and CDs under his own name, some in Dixieland style, many others with only peripheral relevance to any type of jazz. Go ahead and lean back, listen, and enjoy the best of Christmas jazz. Thanks for joining me. This is Joe Domino, your radio host, bringing you some holiday jazz goodness. Coming to you from the town known for jazz and brimming with enough Christmas lights to rival any American city here in Kansas City, Missouri. Delivering you hit Christmas music from musicians like Benny Goodman, Bing Crosby, Harry James, and much, much more. Let's move on here on this Christmas episode of Neon Jazz with legendary pianist Fats Waller on his take of the standard Christmas song, Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse What's the matter with him? The jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Look at that. Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
So the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
That was the great jazz and popular singer Peggy Lee with the song I Like Winter Weather off a Best Of disc. With a career that has spanned over six decades, Peggy has been busy. From humble beginnings with Benny Goodman to writing music for films, she has acted and created conceptual albums over the years, encompassing poetry, jazz, chamber pop, and art songs. You cannot miss with Peggy Lee. Here's the original singing cowboy, Mr. Gene Autry, with his take on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on a special hour of Neon Jazz Christmas.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. finally kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm, but as long as you hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That was the great singer, trumpeter, and big band leader, Vaughn Monroe, with his song Let It Snow off a Best Of album. The Ohio native has 2 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his work in both recording and radio. This is an interesting note. According to surviving members of the group The Doors, Monroe's song Ghost Riders in the Sky was the influence behind their hit Riders on the Storm. Moving forward here on this Christmas Hour of Jazz is the great Nat Cole with the 1940s hit, The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. From 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans we have made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Was one of America's original band leaders, Ted Weems, with the 1934 song Winter Wonderland. The Pennsylvania native had a long, rich career and a life that spanned 62 years. As a result, he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame himself for his contribution to music. Man, this is a Christmas standard from a trio of talented ladies of the swing and boogie-woogie eras. Here's the Andrews Sisters with the 1949 tune Christmas Island.
To spend Christmas on Christmas Island. How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
There's a night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below, so in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see or sight it from the spot where I stood, so I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. If I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
That was the great American bandleader Spike Jonze with his 1970 tongue-in-cheek song, All I Want for Christmas Are My Two Front Teeth. Spike was kind of a jazz clown prince, littering his songs with gunshots, whistles, cowbells, and outlandish vocals. A breath of fresh air and a very serious craft. If there was ever a song that would thrust you right back into the childhood Christmas mindset, it would be this one. Here's the definitive 1935 standard, Silent Night, by the legendary brass baritone voice of Mr. Bing Crosby.
All is burned. This is Neon Jazz.
That was Little Jimmy Boyd with the 1952 song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Recorded when Jimmy was just 13, the song reached number one on the Billboard charts in December 1952 and was commissioned by Saks Fifth Avenue to promote the store's Christmas card for that year. Talk about an early dose of fame for Jimmy. And talk about a legend in jazz with some holiday cheer. Here's swing-era bandleader Glenn Miller with his orchestra with the tune Christmas Melody.
like neon jazz.
But the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That was the prolific clarinetist and band leader Woody Herman with the 1945 standard Let It Snow. Believe it or not, he was quite experimental for his time. Prior to big, huge stage productions at Super Bowl halftime shows, it was cats like Woody that took the spotlight. He was the main performer for Super Bowl VII's halftime show. That would have been something to catch. Let's get another band leader here in the Christmas mix. This is Mr. Les Brown with the 1944 tune Sleigh Ride in July.
set up for a sight. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in July.
It's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you'll receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
That was the popular 1930s and 40s band leader and radio personality, Kay Kaiser, with his song, What Are You Doing, New Year's Eve? No good jazz Christmas show would be complete without swing-era band leader Harry James doing his rendition of Brazilian Sleigh Bells.
Thank you.
Was legendary pianist Bill Evans with a cool little holiday classic, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Taking us out of this holiday-infused hour of Christmas jazz is one of the best ever in the jazz business. This is the King of Swing, Mr. Benny Goodman, with the song Jingle Bells. Again, this is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino. Glad we could give you a little bit of that holiday cheer via one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and no stranger to producing quality Christmas shows, Mr. Neon Beat, John Christopher. Let us know what you think about our show. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the holidays, my friends.
Neon Jazz.